For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's May the 14th, and we've got two topics today. Let's start, first of all, with Stephen Long, Columbia Interfaith Resource Center. Welcome to Radio Friends, Stephen.
Thank you for having
me. And when you came out here today, you said, I just want to tell people what Columbia Interfaith Resource Center is, mm-hmm. what you do, and so go ahead.
Okay. Well, the CIRC, that's the easier way to say it, was formed out of the Columbia Interfaith Council. It's kind of a loose organization of churches in Columbia, mm-hmm. Faith-based organizations.
So it's many different churches
yes,
together.
Yes, very very much so. Maybe 60 or 70 churches. At this time, we operate a drop-in center, which is basically a place where folks that are homeless can go during the day from about 8 to 3:30 in the afternoon. It's supposed to be a place where you have a lot of resources you can access. The current drop-in center is actually run out of a one-bedroom, about 400-square-foot housing authority apartment. Mm-hmm. So serving 20 to 50 people per day, you can imagine it's a bit cramped in there. There aren't many resources available. It's mostly just a light lunch, maybe take a shower, do some laundry.
So if people need this, where do they go or how do they contact you?
Well, the actually, I mean, word of mouth is a pretty good way of doing it, and the folks that we do serve let other people know where it is, where it's located. Mm-hmm. The goal we're having right now is to purchase a new property over on Ash Street, a much larger property. It's about 2,600 square feet versus 400.
Right.
Because the point of a drop-in center isn't just daily respite. It's not just so you can go there and get a meal, get your clothes washed, take a shower.
It's to try to help a person.
Exactly.
It's to try to help a person get back on their feet.
Exactly. Again. Yeah, and, you know, when people think of someone who's homeless, they think, oh, you know, they're lazy, they don't want to work.
That's not true.
That's definitely not true. It's just the people that have been down their luck and they need opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to provide.
And sometimes a person who's down on their luck and they're homeless through no fault of their own, mm-hmm. sometimes they need just a little bit of encouragement or someone coming up, putting their arm around and saying, you know, I understand. I understand what's going on here.
Absolutely.
And we're going to help you, and you're going to get through this.
Right. And it's also more of a collaborative effort. You know, we're not people that are giving handouts. It's here's our service. This is what we can offer you. It's your choice if you want to use those services or not. Hopefully we'll have some social workers working in this office building. Hopefully we'll have doctors, dental students.
If people want to volunteer to help out, what can they do?
Oh, well, there's all kinds of stuff. If you're a service provider, then of course we'd like some help with that. If and when this new property opens up, we'll make sure and let everyone know about it so we can get as much support as we can.
So should they, if they want to volunteer or help out, work through their church, through your local church?
Well, it's actually a pretty nice operation. We have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/COMOIRC.
Okay.
That has a link with the with all the contact information you need to get hold of someone if you want to volunteer, if you'd like to donate some money to it, if you have some other product you can provide us with to help us out with this process, we're welcome any kind of help.
So give the address again.
It's www.facebook.com/COMOIRC.
Okay. So all the information you need about Columbia Interfaith Resource Center is there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Mm-hmm. If people want to help out, they can find out more.
I sure hope they do.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It's a pleasure having you here.
Thank you for having me.
Continued success with it.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we turn to Fiddler on the Roof with Maplewood Barn Theater. And we have Bill Farfan and Dana Naylor. Welcome.
Welcome
to Radio
Thanks,
Friend.
Paul.
And you both are in Fiddler on the Roof. Your character,
yes.
Dana, is?
Golda.
Golda and?
Tevye.
Okay. So tell me about Fiddler on the Roof, the music. is wonderful.
Lots of music.
The music is wonderful.
Lots of music.
How many people are in this production of Maplewood?
We have a cast of 38.
Yeah.
And a crew of about, I think, 6 or 7. So
this is a pretty big production.
It is.
How much rehearsal time goes into a show like this?
Well, every bit of 12 weeks. You're talking 12 weeks, 2 to 3 hours a
weeks.
Night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
12 weeks
absolutely.
At about 3 hours a night,
yeah,
every night of the week?
Monday through Friday, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And then
your loved ones are very are very patient.
Yes,
with you,
they are.
Very understanding.
Yes, they are.
Well, and Maplewood Barn is also very flexible around students' schedules and parents' schedules because we understand that people do have busy lives. So people don't always have to be there every night. But
mm-hmm, right.
The rehearsals are open every night during
yeah.
the week.
So you're opening the production opens, is it next week?
Yes.
Yeah.
May 24th.
Mm-hmm. May 24th. Mm-hmm. That, well, a little bit more than a week from, you
right.
know, are you ready for it?
Absolutely.
We're ready to put this on a new stage exactly. in a new barn.
Yeah.
We should talk to people for a change instead of each other. It's nice.
Right. So I wish you the best of luck with it. Tell us more, though. Why should people come? Why should people come to this production?
Well, I think the number one reason is it's just a nice family production. People from all ages and all walks of life can come and see this.
Right.
Our tickets are – we actually lowered our price this year for tickets so we could –
Why?
So that the economy and people – more families can come out and see our season and actually experience outdoor theater.
You were bargaining anyway.
Our tickets now are $9 a ticket for adults. And I think 5 and under, I believe, are free.
Oh, that's a bargain.
Right.
$9.
And so, you know, you can come out and bring a little food outside, enjoy a picnic with your family, and watch Fiddler on the Roof with your family, your grandma, your grandpa, your children, your mom and dad.
Yeah, bring a lawn chair. Bring a lawn chair along, or just a blanket and sit on the ground.
And bug spray. Don't forget bug spray.
Yes.
We are outside.
Okay,
so.
The bug spray. But now, as far as getting tickets, just right there that night, right?
You can buy tickets that night, or the best thing if you want to get them ahead of time, or if you have group number, or, you know, large groups that you want to bring out for an event, the best thing to do is go to our website.
Which is?
www.maplewoodtheater.
Yes.
Okay.
Maplewood Barn
www.maplewoodbarntheater
yes. Maplewood Barn Theater with okay. an RE.com.
Okay. Maplewood Barn Theater, RE. .com,
right.
And then you'll have the whole season shows up
right.
there, too.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. But Fiddler on the Roof opens next Thursday at what time?
House opens at 7 to sell tickets, and you can come and set, and this play starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay, 8 o'clock. Thank you very much. And 38 of you will be singing and dancing across that
right.
brand new stage.
Right.
Thank
we
you
will.
So much
Thank
for coming
you very
by.
Much.
Pleasure having you here.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Break a leg.
No, thank you.
Break a leg. Don't fall off the stage, though. Tomorrow, unlimited opportunities in Boonville and fire safety tips. Our program directed by Travis McMillan. Of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this or listen to it again, go to KBIA.org. We'll see you. Bye-bye.